Let's talk about Epic.com leak scandal. The attempt to hold Epic.com accountable for the content of its clients' websites is like blaming Gutenberg for the New York Times fake news that dragged the US into the useless war against the nuclear weapons Iraq never had. The proper means of fighting against outrageous, annoying, and invalid opinions is by education and free, open, and public debate. Using censorship as the means instead is a characteristic of the worst dictatorships in human history. By deplatforming and silencing political opponents and those with annoying, wrong, or extreme opinions, we are basically pooping on the Constitution, pissing on the Bill of Rights, and throwing rotten eggs at the founding fathers of the USA. By censorship, we do not protect the public, but justifying their reasons for developing paranoia that leads to conspiracy theories and pushing them to the underground. By dictating what the public is allowed or not to think, to talk, and to question, we divide the society to blind ships that never question anything and pessimistic who never trust anybody. Censorship produces a divided society, encourage hatred among family members, friends, and neighbors. In fact, the people who censor others instead of allowing free speech and open debates declare a civil war, even if it has not matured into a real violent and armed war yet. All those who pretend to be enlightened better do if they will open their minds to the light of different ways of thinking, emerge from the Platonic cave in which their opinions are buried, and understand the immortal words of the former Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis: "Sunlight is said to be the best of disinfectants, electric light the most efficient policeman." Blocking the free flow of opinions may protect the public from the words, but will eventually escalate what could be only words to violence that the censorship and underground naturally produces. I do not propose to allow bullying, insult, and shaming in the name of freedom of expression, without any restrictions, as if the internet is a jungle of cannibals without any rules. It is not. What I am saying is that silencing those who think and say wrong things is the wrong way to deal with the problem. Silencing is like putting on a band-aid to seal an explosive barrel, instead of disassembling it in a controlled and informed manner. What I am also saying is that not every statement that is invalid, wrong, or stupid in our opinion is invalid in itself. History teaches us that it is often the lunatics who dare to speak out in stark contrast to the status quo, and they are the ones who prove in retrospect that the establishment and the institutions that condemn them are the ones who were the real idiots. Galileo Galilei and his claim that the world is round, for example, or Steve Jobs and his claim that a phone with only one button can do much more than a phone with 35 buttons, as another example. After all, we are all witnessing right in the course of our lives the incredible proof that George Orwell was not a delusional paranoid, but a man who formulated the amazing reality in an implicit understatement. So yes, bad talk can lead to bad deeds. Silencing the bad talks does not prevent the bad deeds, but drags their early exposure to the underground. Bad talk is the result of bad thoughts. Bad thoughts are the result of sincere but false beliefs. The most effective way to correct a false belief is through persuasion and learning, not through silencing and closing eyes. The solution to bad thoughts is not in lowering the volume of the arguments that support them, but in increasing the volume of the evidence that refutes them. And here comes the Epic hack, or the Epic leak saga. An attack against a domain names and web hosting service provider for hosting not only the 2 million mainstream domain names and websites they do, but also allowing among them few websites that are controversial, this way or another. As a society, we love to fight against hate speech by hating somebody that has nothing to do with the hate speech itself. We believe that hate is the solution and forget that this was the problem to begin with. So now Epic is the victim to be blamed for not censoring controversial opinions, as if it is Epic's fault that the US education system failed to better educate the public, or as it is Epic's fault that the American society is united by hating some others: women, blacks, Muslims, Hispanics, Chinese, Jews, LGBTXYZ. Whatever the current fashion is, but the motto is always the same: hate is what unites, not love. Suddenly being different became the problem in America, not the only advantage that made America great to begin with. Is America so preoccupied with hatred that it does not notice that a society in which everyone hates everyone is falling apart on the inside just as it has already lost all its moral authority on the outside? Doesn't everyone really realize that the largest and richest and freest democracy in the world is already really, really, really not? If this is not the time to question the usefulness of a hate strategy over its harms, when will be the time to stop the collapse of what used to be and still can become again an empire? The founder and CEO of Epic.com, Rob Monster, genuinely believes in free speech on the left and on the right and in democratizing the internet. He is a decent, honorable, and genuine libertarian who believes that free speech is the best tool to fight against hate speech and disinformation. Rob Monster's website services company, Epic.com, which calls itself the Swiss bank of the domain industry, is home for as many as 2 million domain names. Of these, 10 or 20 of them are controversial, one way or another, such as the conspiracy theory website InfoWars, the conservative platform Parler, the largely unregulated YouTube alternative BitChute, the gun forum AR15.com, and the site for rabid Trump supporters called Patriots.win, previously known as the Donald. The attempt to hold Epic.com accountable for the content of their clients' websites is like blaming Gutenberg for the NYT's fake news that dragged the U.S. to the useless war against the nuclear weapons Iraq never had, and demand from the newspaper compensation for all the soldiers killed or injured in Iraq for fighting windmills and lose that war to an enemy that never existed, but has been created as a result of this war. Epic is a service provider. A solid, reliable, and popular provider, but a relatively small one. Epic pays taxes for the government to do their job to stop bad people from doing bad things. It's not in Epic's capacity, nor authority, to monitor every post, words, and usage of every domain it hosts. Actually, the privacy laws and the terms of use do not allow it to do so. This responsibility is part of what the government is paid for. The government has the tools to monitor in real time every item that is posted all over the internet, encrypted or not, and to track back who is behind every post, picture, and video. I am not saying that the government should have the right to monitor everything, but this is what they do with a chunk of our tax money, whether we like it or not. A hotel cannot and should not check what its guests are doing, whether legal or not, in the privacy of their rooms. A landlord cannot and is not allowed to monitor his tenants' activities inside their rented apartments. Web hosting / domain registry platform cannot and should not monitor what people, good or bad people, are doing with their website. On the other hand, Facebook, Google, and Apple must be held accountable for the content on their platforms because they profit from the content itself, not only from providing the hosting platform and devices. Making a profit from content automatically creates responsibility and liability, which necessarily incurs expenses. That's business. The big tech claim that they're responsible only for sharing the income from the content, but at the same time say they are exempt from the obligation to allocate whatever it takes to monitor each and every photo, video, and text they are profiting from. This is blatantly unfair, unethical, and an insult to the rule of law. The big tech evade their legal duty to make sure all the content they profit from is genuine, trustworthy, and legal, just as they evade their duty to pay fair and legal taxes from their huge profits. And just as they evade their duty to be loyal, honest, and fair to the users that have made them so rich. It is unfair and unreasonable to expect little Epic to do what even the huge companies with trillions of dollars on hand are refraining from doing. After more than two decades of monitoring Rob's work, I can say that he is a decent, honorable, and genuine libertarian who believes in free speech as the best tool to fight against misinformation and hate speech. When we silence written criticism, blatant and annoying as it may be, we encourage people to the only alternative we leave to them instead of words, deeds, and they are usually violent. And in such a case, we cannot accuse them of violence because we are the ones who pushed them into it. When we forbid people to speak freely and publicly about what is bothering them, we prevent them from learning from the reactions of people who think differently. In silencing opposing views, we prevent the public from developing and upgrading original ideas and opinions and producing a public of idiots who think in one dimension. Thus, we do not really silence the opposing voices, but we encourage them to speak underground. And the one who censors them is the one who is to blame for the violence that the underground naturally produces. The claim that censorship rather than education and free, open and public debate is the proper means of fighting outrageous, annoying, and invalid opinions belongs to the worst dictatorships in human history. Through deplatform, the silencing of political opponents and those with annoying, wrong, or extreme opinions, we are basically pooping on the Constitution, pissing on the Bill of Rights and throwing rotten eggs at the founding fathers of America. Through censorship, we do not protect the public, but produce a divided society, encourage hatred among family members, friends, and neighbors. In fact, the people who censor others declare a civil war, even if it has not yet matured into a real violent and armed war. All those who pretend to be enlightened better do if they will open their minds to the light of different ways of thinking, emerge from the Platonic cave in which their opinions are buried, and understand the immortal words of the former Supreme Court Justice Louis Brandeis: "Sunlight is said to be the best of disinfectants, electric light the most efficient policeman." Blocking the free flow of opinions may protect the public from the words, but will eventually escalate what could be only words to violence that the censorship and underground naturally produces. By delegitimizing nearly half of America's voters, we are not producing a stronger America, but breaking it in two halves, questioning the reasons that justified the Civil War and questioning the justification of the American states for being united at all. This is far more dangerous and harmful than short-term political benefit.